Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. It's a great day to be alive. I am truly excited for each and every one of you that's listening to the sound of my voice. You could have been anywhere else. You could have been sleeping. You could have been just doing anything you wanted to do. But you saw fit to wake up and to tune in to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show on this Tuesday morning. I'm truly excited for you, and I hope you are yourself excited for a great thing that's going to happen for you, because this is what it's all about. Excitement, 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 being thrilled to do great things, being thrilled to be excited for happiness, joy, peace, love. That is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I apologize, and I'm, you know, surely sorry that I missed you, and I'm surely sorry that you missed me on yesterday. There was some technical difficulties, and I had to fix them. And now they're fixed, and so this is where we are. We are live, back in action. And that's what it's all about, being live, being in action, and getting results from the actions that you have done. So I hope you are truly, truly excited for one more again, as they say back in the day, one more again, we come together one more again. So I am truly excited for you. I hope you had a marvelous weekend. On this past weekend that we just had, and what can I share with you today? I'm just really in a freestyle, or if I can say on cruise control, meaning I'm just taking life one day at a time right now, and I'm content on what's going on, and I'm really ready and willing to just do exactly what the Lord says do, because I know the results I have gotten from what I have done on my own. So now I am so excited about letting go and letting him operate and letting him communicate to me on what he wants for me. So I'm actually in the midst of coaching myself to do something different than what I had done in the past. And I know you're probably like, wow, yes. I mean, you have to realize that life is really what you make it, but most of the time, without even thinking, most of us do exactly what we want to do without even consulting him because of what we want. You see, there's a difference when you operate and understand that this life that we live is not for us, it's for him. So it is, sometimes it's a habit that we have created from the past of just doing exactly what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, no matter what. And that even comes to even some relationships. And the meaning or the definition of something like that is called being selfish. So I know for me, my past, I have illustrated some examples of selfishness, yes, in my walk and my actions, because not knowing and just not thinking about someone else or just thinking about the reason that I'm here, the purpose. Only thing I wanted to satisfy was my own purpose, meaning my own desire. When in actuality, God said he would give you the desire of your heart according to the will, according to what his will is, not your own will, but you have to abide in him. You have to do exactly and keep the commandments in which he has given. You know, it's not just a one-way street when it comes to dealing with him. You know, he comes first, and then the results will come next, meaning the desires that you want will be fulfilled. But he's not a one-way God where he's just going to give you just because you just ask. No, no, no. You have to do something also. There has to be a commitment on your part to him. You have to have a level of commitment. You have to have a level of sacrifice. You know, you have to. And that's what I'm understanding now. And not saying that I was always, no, there's some people, and you can see the results of some people, and you can look and see the rewards that they have been given. But you got to understand, those rewards will not last a long time if they're not doing it righteous. If they're not living a righteous life, those rewards that they receive or they have received will be gone. And it's even in the word that I want to say it's in Proverbs. Oh, no, actually, you know what? Matter of fact, I can get it. Okay, I think it's Proverbs 34. I mean, Psalms 34. Yeah, I'm going to read it, okay? Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked at him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and delivers them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord, who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut out the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Okay, that's not the one, but let me see. Okay, here it is. It's Psalms 37. But that's a good one, too, also. I mean, to receive happiness, you got to trust in the Lord. That's it, period. I mean, it cannot be detoured. It cannot be any watered down any less than what it is. You have to, in order to receive happiness, you have to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, and you will reap happiness. He will give you the desires of your heart once you trust in him and do the commandments in which he has given. Now, Psalms 37, this is the one. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. Hold on, I lost my spot. Okay, shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and grinds at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. And that's what I wanted to read to you right there. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord will uphold the righteous. So it doesn't matter how you can perceive someone being rich and being very successful. You can perceive that by the looks out of your eyes. But if they're not living righteous, then they will be basically cast down. They will all that stuff will be vanity. It will go away. So the thing is, don't always look at what somebody has. You gotta look how they live it. You know, how's their walk? You know, how's their communication with God? That's what it's all about. So if, you know, before you take the necessity to say, you know, I want that, I want this of what how another person is living, you have to be very careful because you don't understand how that person is really living just by the looks of what they have. Because I know, for me, I have been successful. I have had I had plenty, but it was not saying I was doing wicked stuff, but I was not committed to him, you know, and you have to. I mean, if you there's no way you're going to be walking on this earth and think that you got a golden key to success without having a commitment to him. I'm telling you, most people that reign, and you can see in different stories that you hear about in life, most people will have success and reign for so long until it all falls down, because you cannot build a house or you cannot build a foundation on sand. It will not stand. You have to build it on a solid rock. So that's something that I really want you to understand, that most people that don't do the right things, it may shine for a little while, but then that light is going to go away. And you have seen it in the news, you have heard it in the newspaper, I mean, you have read it in the newspaper, you have seen successful people that you may have thought was a success fall right down. Why? Because they were not doing it righteous. They were doing it in wicked ways, and the wicked will not stand against the righteous. So don't ever think that your blessings is not on its way, because the wealth of the righteous is the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So those people that are doing wicked things and that you see that is really doing great and that you think is doing great, all they're doing is building themselves, building the things up for the righteous people to have, to take ownership of. So they may be building a nice house and doing wicked things, but that house is not for them. That house is for someone else that's righteous, that's going to be given to the righteous. And that's why it says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. That means that you live a righteous life, you're going to get what is yours. And that's the promise. So that's what I have for you. So let's get back. Let's get into the word. Let's get into this good stuff right here. Let's get into this good information that I'm going to share with you. That was just a sidebar just to get us going in the morning. I like to deliver something exciting for you that you can grasp your teeth in to really get yourself engaged in something that can really help you gravitate to the next level. Now, let's do a declaration over your life. Let's say something really, really, really positive about you, and I hope you have been doing it thus far. And if you haven't, that's okay. But I know, as for me, when you're, when you're in my presence, I'm going to declare this over your life, and I'm going to speak it, and I hope you receive it, because I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to do it from now until the end of this show. All right, here we go. All right. You are a beautiful person. You are honest, decent, truthful, and hardworking. You treat other people with courtesy, respect, and warmth. You are dedicated to your family, your friends, and your church. You are strong, confident, and responsible. You are knowledgeable, intelligent, and experienced. You are important not only to the people close to you, but also to your community. You are born for a special reason, and you have a great destiny to fulfill. You are an excellent person in every way. If you receive it, say, I receive it, and I declare that over your life right now, because you are exactly what I just said. That's what you are. Because our Lord and Savior doesn't create no junk. So that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We are truly living the life in which no other God can compare, no other. Nah. Because we serve an awesome God that's right on time, that loves us, and no matter what we do, no matter what we go through, he's always going to be there for us. Now, that is awesome. So I hope you're excited about living another day, for waking up this morning, because somebody didn't wake up this morning, but he saw fit that we saw another day. So I hope you are truly excited. Okay, so where are we? We are at March the 23rd, 2010. And the title is The Leaders and Stress. The Leader and Stress. Psalms 23:1 is the scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Okay, here's the story that relates to the title. Have you discovered the differences between problems and facts? Problems are things we can do something about. We can solve problems. Facts are things we can do nothing about. Therefore, we do well not to worry about them. We should apply energy only to those things. We should apply energy only to the things we can change. When we do, we can feel peace and act with poise, because we no longer beat our heads against an unbreakable wall. Psalms 23 reminds us of what God alone can control, and what we can control. It distinguishes between problems and facts. It defines God as our possession, our provision, our peace, our pardon, our partner, our preparation, our praise, and our paradise. You have just heard in your hearing John C. Maxwell, Leadership Promises for Every Day. Wow, wow, wow. Well, there it goes. I mean, it gives us a choice. You can choose to live life in a problematic way, or you can choose to live life in a fact-fearing, truthful way in which God can be there for you as your guide. What a choice. But ultimately, the choice is yours. And that's, you know, life is so fulfilling when you're able to make the right choices. But the key thing is you have to have a sound mind. You have to know who you are and whose you are. You know, that is the key thing. No matter what you go through in life, if you do not know that you are able to command certain things to change in your life by speaking, then you will go through life a miserable, miserable person because you don't know the authority and the power that you possess inside of you, that you just become immune to the problems that happen to you, and you just become just like a miserable person, and problems just know attract to you, and you just continue to go through situation after situation and then reap no benefit of success because you do not understand the authority of the higher being what he has placed in your life and in your being to be, to control, to do exactly what you have said you want to do with all power by what you say out of your mouth. So if you do not understand that and you don't know who you are, you're really like a lost sheep in the field, you know, in this earth. And that is not how we were. That's not really necessary for anyone to really be lost. You know, that's why it's so awesome to know that as a child of God, we are to go into the marketplace to engage other people, to encourage other people, to help other people. And what leaders do, leaders are meant to help others become the people God created them to be. That's what leaders are to do. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm constructing information together to let each and every one that listens to my voice understand the authority, the position, and the place that they have inside of them to know that they can gravitate to the next level of success by understanding their purpose and the will of God for their life. But in order to do that, you have to have the map. And you cannot go around life not having a map, not knowing where you're going. You'll go somewhere, but you'll never be in the right place at the right time. You'll always be somewhere that you're not supposed to be. Because if you don't have the right mindset to think and to know, and if your attitude is way off to where it's like poison, and if your purpose, if you're not here to serve a purpose and you don't know what your purpose is, you're lost, period. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to give it straight to you with no chasing. It's just, that's just what it is. You never understand. You'll always be in a negative state of being, in a negative state of mind, because you don't understand the map of your life. You don't even know where you're going, where you're headed, if you're even in the right place. So if you don't understand that, then you are lost. And the key thing is, he is an awesome God that he gives you an opportunity to be found if you're lost. And that's why people come in and out of your life each and every day. You know, there's an opportunity for you to meet someone and someone to meet you every single day. And that someone that you meet is a someone that he puts in your path, in your life, to help you. Now, whether you receive it or not, that's totally, you know, your choice. But he gives a gift. Every moment of the day, there's an opportunity for us to really upgrade our life, to do something better. And whether it's being done to us or we're doing it, it's a two-way street. And that's the awesome thing about God, that he's an understanding God to know exactly what we're going through before we even go through it. And he's understanding God to know that what we need before we even know we need it. So, I mean, that's an awesome thing. So everything that we need is already prepared for us to have. And to me, that's amazing. That's what, I mean, how do you know? Because you know how he knows? Because he created you. He created you, and he has designed for you to it's like, you know, you having a teacher give you a test, and then all the answers, and then the teacher, if you want to pass the test, the teacher is giving you the manual that you can read. All you have to do is read it to get the answers to the test. I mean, and that's why we have the book. We have the book. We have the good book. We have the sword. You know, we have the living word. We have the Bible to help us. To help us with the answers to life. That's it. I mean, that's the answer. Everything you want to know, how to live, how to be, is right there in the word. And that is an awesome thing. That is so awesome just to know that God thought highly of us to not see us fail and not to get this thing on our own. He really, 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 really did this, meaning he created us with the end in mind. You know, he created us with the end in mind. How awesome is that? That he created us with in mind, knowing that he knew exactly what he wanted for our lives, and he thought about the beginning and the end all at the same time. That is truly amazing. That's truly something to be excited about, and that's why you can call him your all in all. Some people try to put the stigma on like a man. Or some men try to put it on a woman that, yeah, you my everything. No. I mean, there's no way that you can detour or go around and say another human being is your all in all when God created that human being. So you have to understand, be careful what you say. I mean, you may think highly of this person, but true indeed, God is your all in all. Jesus died for you on the cross. So if anyone is your all in all, he is. He's your all in all, and that's how you should carry it. That's the language you should speak, that he is your all in all, because he's the one that can save you. He's the one that can change and turn your life around. Another human being cannot do that. So you have to really respect the authority who you give your authority to. The authority lies in the Lord, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who your authority lies in, because he's the one that has died on the cross for you. And God is the one who can just basically deliver us or take us out. So the thing is, he can give us breath or he cannot give us breath. And that's who the authority goes to. That's who is our all in all. That's who our master. That's who our praises should go to. Not saying we don't congratulate and we don't give people their rightful acknowledgement. No, that's not saying that we don't do that. Well, of course we do that. That's just, you give respect where respect is due. That's just, you know, something that's just a godly and a Christian way to operate in life. You give respect where respect is due. But understand who God is for you and who God is in your life. That's what I'm saying. And that's what Psalms 23 is bringing clarity to what God is for us. He's our possession. He's our provision. He's our peace. He's our pardon. He's our partner. He's our preparation. And he's our praise. And he's our paradise. So to me, that sounds like everything we need in one person, and one, you know, that's that sounds like that. That's what it sounds like to me. So, you know, you have to define what it sounds like to you. But for me, that's what it sounds like. He's my all in all. I mean, everything I need, want, desire, he has it. So to me, that's a one-stop, my one-stop shop for everything I need. And the good, and the good, and the good, and the good. That's what you want. And the good, and the good, and the good, and the good. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Today, what is today? March the 23rd, KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire, helping men and women live out their dreams of success. That is what it's all about at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Hoping you are on the, hoping and wishing and praying that you're on the right path to your dreams being accomplished and you living a successful life, peaceful, joyful, and knowing that God is with you no matter what you go through. And I just pray that you are receiving each and everything that you want to receive this day and that you are making a difference, a better living than you have lived ever in this 2010 year thus far. Because this year, God is going to show up and show out. He's going to turn so many things around for each and every one of us that it's going to be truly amazing, and it's going to be truly something to shout about, truly something to praise, truly something for us to go out in the marketplace and to let people know what your Lord and Savior, your God has done for you and for amongst you and your family and your friends. I mean, just to go and share that word. And that's something to gossip about, what he has done for you in your life and the way that you were going, the path that you chose, and then how you were delivered from the path that you have chose to another path that, of success. That is something to talk about. So I hope each and every one of you are understanding that this road, this journey, this marathon that we're in, this race that we're in, that this is something that we're going to really have something to talk about at the end of this year because of the success and what he has given to us and something that he has given to us that we have wanted for a long time, our life to be lived, our life to be lived in a peaceful, joyful, abundant, prosperous way. That is what we're going to reap this year. And I declare that over each and every one of your lives that's listening to the sound of my voice, that this year, 2010, is going to be the best year that you have ever lived thus far because of what he's going to do for you in your life. So I just command it over you right now. Speak it into existence right now. So with that being said, we have come to another conclusion of the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. Each and every morning from Monday through Saturday at 7 a.m., coming at you live on the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. So at this point in time, we have come to the moment in the show where I pray out for us to have a glorious and prosperous day on today until we meet again. That's what I'm going to do at this moment. So I want each and every one of you to get into the presence of the Most High. That means have a stillness in your mind. Have a stillness in your presence. Right? Have a stillness where you are still. So let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you have done, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for having us have a sound mind, Lord. Thank you for us having moving motion in our bodies. Thank you for this, us to be able to wake up this morning and to do your will on this day, Lord. So we thank you right now, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the praise. There's none like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just ask right now that you touch the people that need to be touched right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Anybody that's going through hard times as I'm speaking right now, I just declare that they look to you as their shining light that can bring them out of the dark situation that they're in. Right now, I just declare that they look at you, look on you, Lord, and look on you for the understanding that they need to get them to gravitate to you, Lord, and know that you're an awesome God and you can do great things according to your will. So I just pray right now that people understand that this thing in life is what we make it by the choices we make and by the way we live according to God's will and purpose for our lives, and things can be turned around in a matter of instant moment. So I just pray right now, Lord, that we will reap the miracles of success right now, miracles that you will be able to cast into our lives right now, miracles where we saw nothing being changed, we saw nothing being promised, that you just turn it around for us and make it a miracle. I just pray right now that people are receiving miracles right now as I speak right now. People that are listening to the sound of my voice, miracles are happening and will happen for them right now in the name of Jesus. So I just declare that right now, miracles for people in abundance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you said you will direct our path, Lord. So I'm asking for direction for the people that's listening to my voice. I'm asking for insight for the people that are listening to my voice. I'm asking right now that you give us insight, direction, and a place that you want us to be right now on this planet Earth in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give us our destiny on which you want us to fulfill in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, that you continue to bless us, Lord. Continue to bless us indeed, to enlarge our territories, that your hand will be upon us, that you'll keep us from evil, you'll keep us from any pain, hurt, or harm or danger coming amongst our bodies. Lord, I ask that our bodies are diseased and sickness free in the name of Jesus. There's no illness that is going to manifest in our bodies right now in the name of Jesus that's going to make us sick. And anyone that is going through a sickness and a breakdown in their body, I just cast it out in the name of Jesus. Cast out those enemy tactics of sickness right now in the name of Jesus. Their body is healed. You said by your stripes we are healed, Lord. So I just count it all joy that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We're healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. In the name of Jesus, we are healed. And we can cast it out of our bodies in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I just declare this. So people that are going through a terrible situation right now in their body, that they're disease, sickness-free right now as I speak in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just ask right now that you continue to pour into our lives, Lord. I ask that you continue to put people, places, and things in our lives that can help us to gravitate to the goals of success and the goals of accomplishment that you want for our lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just ask right now that you just continue to help us to walk the walk, talk the talk, and be more like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just declare this so it is done in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just declare right now no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. No weapons, none whatsoever, will rise up against us and prosper, none whatsoever, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now, Father God, because you're an awesome God. You are truly the living God, Lord, and thank you for all the things you will do and that you have done in our lives. Thank you for the things you do in our lives. I thank you. I give you all the glory and all the honor. There's none like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You are truly, truly awesome and worthy to be praised. So I thank you right now, Father God, and I ask that you continue to pour into our lives, Lord. Continue to show us the way. Continue to just be patient with us and continue just to honor us. And I just ask right now for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, Lord, for all things that we have done that was against your will. I ask for truly, truly forgiveness of our sins, Lord. I repent right now. I stand in the gap for each and every one of us that's going through a struggle because of what we have done in a sinful way. I just say, please forgive us, Lord, for we do not know what we do in some cases, Lord. So I just ask for forgiveness with our whole hearts, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Give us another chance, Lord, to do it right, be right, get right, Lord, according to your will. Thank you, Lord. I just ask that you continue to do that for us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, because you're an awesome living God, Lord. There's none like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. If I had a million tongues, or if we had a million tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for what we have done in the name of Jesus, Lord. But I just declare this so. We are a living people living for a living God in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray right now for the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and his wife and his family. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Give them a sound mind to make the right decisions according to your will that's going to be edifying to the people of this country, of the United States of America, Lord. Let it be edifying. Let it be helpful. Let it just be something that we can gravitate to help us to upgrade us to another level of life in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for our leaders, Lord. I pray for Pastor Kenneth and June Robinson of Restoring Life International Church in Pikesville, Maryland, Lord. Touch them and their family, Lord. Touch them and cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Give the pastor, impregnate him with the word that he can preach on tomorrow, Lord, and on Sunday, Lord. Impregnate him with the word that can be divine, Lord, that is straight from you, Lord, that can be edification, that will get us and get us to a level in the peak that we need to get to at the top of the mountain, Lord. Help us to get a word from him that can be something of a vision, something that can be just something that we can use as a guide and a resource to get us to the level in which you want us to climb. I just thank you right now, and I just declare that so it is done. Protect him and his family from any hurt, harm, or danger. Protect him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Protect him right now, Lord, from any enemy tactics or enemy attack that's trying to come against him and his family. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray for anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice that has a leader that's leading them. Protect their leaders, Lord. Protect their leaders from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Cover their leaders with the blood of Jesus, Lord. And I just pray right now that their leaders will give them words of wisdom, Lord, words that can really help them accomplish greatness. So I just pray right now for the leadership that's being governing your people, Lord. Let them be in divine place at the divine time according to the divine purpose that you have given them in their lives. And let them be true leaders, Lord, that's going to lead your people to greatness. So I just declare this so. Leaders will be great and leaders will lead your people to greatness. And cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord, from any hurt, harm, or danger that may come amongst them in their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just pray for the people that are around this country, Lord, that are around the world, Lord, that are in need of great help, that are in need of great resources, Lord. I just count it a joy by the hand of God, Lord, that you are able to touch different countries because of the will that we have and for our lives to understand that you have given us the will to help other people, Lord. So I just declare this so that as we touch other people with our resources, Lord, with food, shelter, and the things that they need to survive, I just declare this so it is a done deal in the works that we're doing for other countries right now, for people that are in need. And that is something to truly be uplifted about, and we just declare this so that the people in the world today we'll see what the hand of God can do, and we just count it all joy as a witness, and we will see it, and people have seen it, and people will see it and understand that God is an awesome God, he's a powerful God, and he can make anything happen according to greatness and the will and desire and purpose. So we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for what you're doing around the country as people are seeing a witness of what you can do and how you can do it and the magnitude of what you can do. So I just truly am truly appalled and amazed and excited for people are seeing the greatness of the Lord in abundance, Lord. The Lord are just pouring out into different areas of people's lives. I am just so ecstatic because of what you're doing and what you're going to continue to do. And around the world, a lot of different countries, Lord, just to show what you can accomplish in amazement in those areas of whatever they're lacking, you will make a way for them and you will help them in great abundance. And I just appreciate that, and I know they appreciate it. And I just ask that we continue to show ourselves to other people in other countries of the success of Lord, what the Lord can do in their lives. So I just declare it is so. It is done. We thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross. And that is something for us all to be excited about, because if he did it, who knows where we would be. But we just thank you that he did it for us and that we can live a life of fruitfulness, a life of abundance, but we have to choose to live that way. In the name of Jesus, this is our prayer. Amen. Well, there you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspired, coming to you live each and every morning from Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. sharp. We come at you. And I hope you're receiving. I hope you have received today something that can help you get through today, something that can uplift you today, something that can really encourage you if you felt discouraged before you got on this show. I hope you are encouraged. I hope I inspired you to do something different. And I hope today will be a great day for you. I hope you will live and reap the benefits of living for today, because someone didn't wake up this morning to live today. So I hope you cherish the opportunity that you had to live today, to upgrade your life, and do something not just for yourself that's great, but also do something that's great for someone else. We're here to serve each other, so try and do, well, actually don't try, just do it. Just do something for someone else today, and you will be truly excited for doing that. It will make you feel so awesome. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you really, really are encouraged to just be great in all that you do. I wish you great success, much accomplishment in your life. So with that being said, take care, God bless, and see you all on tomorrow, 7 a.m. Take care.